or running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And it's that time of the week again.
It is.
Jefferson's Day of Mind, Sunday morning.
Bright and early.
And I hope everybody had a good turkey day. I know we did.
Or a ham day, or a steak day.
A
lot of people didn't have turkey.
According to Facebook, there's a lot of ham and other alternative meats out there.
Yeah, yes. Taxable red meats, for those of you who...
Yeah, let's not get started on that yet. We're still saying good morning.
Happy Tofurkey Day.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Tofurkey.
I did not see anybody do a turducken this year, though.
A turducken?
Yeah.
Turkey duck?
You can take a quail and you stick it in the chicken, and you take the chicken and stick it in the turkey, and then you smoke it all together.
Can you do that in California?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you actually stick the quail in the duck and the duck in, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as far as I know.
I was like, isn't the quail our state bird? I'm surprised we haven't, like, endangered it or something.
They're everywhere. They're tasty, too.
I don't think I've ever had quail.
I wonder if they're going to put that meat tax on the wild game. Like, if you shoot a deer, are they going to charge you meat tax on
that? Is deer red meat? No, deer's not red meat.
Is it just red meat that they're going to tax?
I think it's just red meat.
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look into the specific insanity of the idea yet.
It was one of those things where I just looked at the headline and I went, Kayla, it's Thanksgiving week. You shouldn't read that.
Just don't.
Not
do
this
it.
Week. Wait till next week.
Take a couple days and enjoy.
Yes.
And it hasn't been too bad. We've had a couple fits of rain. We got a little bit of snow starting to dust the mountains around us. Would definitely like to see quite a bit more of it.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of snowpack up in north of Shingletown and stuff. We were up there for a Thanksgiving dinner with family, and, you know, as soon as you get right before Shingletown, you start seeing the dusting, and it got heavier as you went further up. So
you know if Eskimo Hill's open yet?
I doubt it. I don't think there's that much snow. And I'm kind of anti-Eskimo Hill. It's where I blew out my knee when I was 9, so I just don't go to that dead zone.
I see.
Yeah. It was a sapling, you know. It was about the size of my pinky finger, and, you know, busted my knee right open.
Well, that's what you do to your kids up here. You find a good mountain, and you throw them down it until they hurt themselves or make it home alive.
My dad's theory was, if you ain't bleeding, walk it off. Well, I did, Dad. 5 years. 5 years.
But, yeah, that's
I don't think there's enough snow yet.
Going out and doing some Christmas tree hunting and playing in the snow a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of people were doing that this weekend. As we were heading up, trees coming down the mountain.
It's too early.
Not today. Well, usually it's the day after Thanksgiving that they do that.
Yeah. Well, it's too early for the tree, I think. But that's just me.
Say, our living room's so small, we got a 3-foot fake one. Oh, well.
Blasphemy.
I know.
It's just blasphemy. So.
Let's see, what's going on in Jefferson?
Well,
lots of stuff.
A ton of stuff is going on. Amador County, as you know, last Tuesday already has voted to put it on the ballot come June. There's going to be further discussion going on down there about different things that are going on. But, I mean, they're jumping on the wagon with both feet.
And did Calaveras, I hear?
Calaveras, Amador, Tuolumne, and I wanted to say Alpine, are very busily going along. And
they've got a town hall on the 30th.
They do.
On Monday.
Yeah. So. And these guys down there have really grabbed the bit by the teeth and started running with it. I mean, it's fantastic to see them grasp not only the concept, but the process so quickly and just start running with it. They've already got people out gathering signatures and doing all kinds of different stuff. So that is really good to see going. Yeah.
And then December 5th, of course, up in Josephine County at the Redwoods Grange in Grants Pass, 12 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that going on.
And that'll be first town hall in Oregon.
Yep.
We've been tentatively told to expect representatives from 9 different counties.
Whoa.
So I think Southern Oregon is starting to wake up to the concept because they have a lot of things that they're dealing with up there, too, where they're being dictated to basically by the city of Portland is running the state.
Yeah, Portland and Eugene, right? Eugene's the other big one?
Yeah, Eugene and Salem to a little bit of a lesser extent. Primarily, the weight lives
in Portland,
which basically has turned Oregon into a city-state model.
Yeah.
You know, and
those don't tend to work very well.
No, they don't.
Just saying.
Yeah. That does not fit the Republican constitutional model.
Is that what we are? I sometimes forget.
Oh, I know.
And you know, the turkey's still hanging out in my brain.
The arguments that you get into people between direct democracy and constitutional Republican. I'm tired of arguing about it, but that's just because we've done it so much over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, but that's actually one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is as Jefferson is kind of hitting the finish line here on the first phase and moving towards the second phase of legislation and the potential court process and looking at forming our own legislature and constitutional convention and things that are going on. And in the meantime, trying to keep people on focus and on task and not into the weeds over individual issues.
Yeah.
You know, our founding fathers did not agree on everything.
We wanted the turkey as the national bird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very glad that, you know, that argument didn't end the United States of America.
Exactly.
You know, like, I don't like the name Jefferson. Okay, well, you don't have to. We'll call it Bob, and we'll be Bobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
How many of our founding fathers said, well, if the bird's the bald eagle, I'm going to go back to being British? Who said that? Nobody said that. It's such an ignorant and arrogant argument. You know, who cares what the name is? And it's, let's not get tied up in on the little things. Let's figure out the big things.
Yeah.
You know, they fought over individual issues and things like that. But the
sometimes
main thing.
Brutally.
There was a couple.
There were duels, guys.
There was duels, and they actually shot at each other on some of these issues. But out of that came one of the greatest forms of government that has ever existed on the earth, and it was a willingness to sit down.
It was a compromise.
Nobody was like, I don't like your opinion, so I'm going to take my ball and go home. Mm-hmm. Nobody did that. They acted like mature adults, and they sat down and discussed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we...
Sometimes in very loud voices, but they still discussed
it. They still discussed it. It's sometimes there are particular push-button issues that set people and Jefferson off back and forth with each other, and sometimes there's this tendency to go, I'm just going to take my ball and go home. Well, no, you can't do that. How are you ever going to fix anything? That's one of the things we want to talk about as we jump off here to our first break.
Yep, and then one last thing, January 6th, Declaration Day.
Absolutely.
10 to 1 on the west lawn of the Capitol, and there are buses that are leaving from Red Bluff and Redding and Corning. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's $27 to $34, depending on where you get on. You can contact Patty at 530-833-0265 or smipatty@gmail.com. And we'll announce that throughout the show today so that y'all can get on those buses. It's a ton of fun, totally worth the time. But with that, we do have to run off to our first break.
We do.
So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. You're more than welcome to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. All of our events are located at soj51.net. And for any information about Declaration Day on January 6th, you are more than welcome to contact Mike and Patty Smith at 530-833-0265 or at smipatty@gmail.com. They'll be doing three pickups, Red Bluff, Redding, and Corning, $27 for the Tehama Countyers, and $34 for Shasta Countyers.
Nice.
Hawa! Take that.
Yeah, and the bus has been told the way to go. You don't have to worry about the drive down or back. You don't have to fight the parking.
Yep. They drop you off right on the west lawn. Mm-hmm. So you just get off the bus and you're free.
And there you are. So. Yep. And if you've never been to a Declaration Day, go. It's a great deal of fun. You get to meet so many different people. You know, you get to put a face with the name for a lot of people that you get all of these people that are working over social media together and back mm-hmm. and forth that have never met, which is kind of amazing in its own. And then they get to these Declaration Days and stuff and they meet each other.
Yep.
And you see a lot of long-term friendships form and things. And it's always refreshing because it's like, thank God I'm not alone in the world.
People understand
There's
me.
Normal people. There's a lot of them.
The thing I always found really funny with the early Declaration Days is when we used to do the conference calls once a month with the heads of the committees and stuff, and you'd get to know their voice, and then you go to Declaration Day, and you're like, I know that voice.
Yeah,
Craig, or is that Randy? So... That was always a lot of fun, too.
Exactly.
But yeah, so January 6th, it's a Wednesday, so, ask for the day off and head down there. It's totally worth it. Take the kids, take the family, make a thing out of it, because that is the day we're putting in, I think, up to seven declarations.
I think up to seven are going in that day.
And then the legislation.
Yes.
Which is what we're going to talk about today.
The next step of the process.
Yes, step two.
What now?
Yeah.
So... And a lot of that, Mark Baird spoke about Monday night up mm-hmm. here in Reading and some of the things that to go on and expect and some of the concepts that we need to start thinking about. And, mm-hmm. Like we were saying, Constitutional Convention, putting together a legislature. How is that going to look? How mm-hmm. are delegates going to be chosen for that convention?
Yep.
There are all kinds of different things that need to get kicked into gear now.
Yeah. And we'll talk about it, we'll repeat the process several times over the next couple of weeks because, I mean, it took 2 years to really get everybody, okay, I understand what the declarations are for, I understand how we put them in. Okay, now that we're in the legislative process, this is where it tends to get really messy. Because there are many different avenues you can go. There's lots of
But messy and
big phrases that we'll be using going forward, like nullification, interposition,
jurisdiction,
sovereignty, things like that. So we'll be repeating it a lot over the next couple of weeks, couple of months. So just make yourself aware of what it is we're talking about.
It's messy in kind of like kids' finger painting kind of way, not like roadkill messy.
So it's on the walls, it's on the doors, it's on the window.
Yeah. It's a little bit everywhere.
So,
but it's very exciting.
It's
very fun. It's refreshing. And to think about our ability to do something like this, and it's come to fruition, and the things that we've been doing for so long.
Yeah.
There's a great deal of discussion among a great deal of many people. What exactly is our legislature going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
We have discussion, do we do a part-time legislature? Do we do a full-time? Do we do a biannual legislature?
Yeah.
Do we do a legislature that does legislative matters one term, and then they do budget matters the other term? How many representatives are we looking at? We have the base model of, we know that we want the federal model of government,
mm-hmm.
that is the constitutional Republican model.
Which is one senator for county,
yeah.
and then population based by county, but each... On the population base, each county still gets one representative
in
the House.
Yeah.
At least one. So it starts at one, no matter how small you are. So MODOC, you're getting one.
Mm-hmm.
You get one in each. Because you deserve representation.
There's some discussion. Do we give two senators to each county?
Mm.
Because the argument has already arisen over senators, do we follow the original constitutional model
to the letter,
where the county would actually select its senator instead of the people?
Well, you could have the county select one, like a board of supervisors select one, and then the people select one.
That's where the argument comes in. Maybe we should have two.
Well, given how big some of these counties are, two would more mm-hmm. equally represent if you were to cut it in half-ish.
But it's just going to be very fun to watch a lot of these nebulous concepts start to kind of come together and formulate, and the different things that are going to go on with that, and see what comes out of it.
I have a section of the Shasta Lantern that needs to start being written every month. You ready? The Jefferson Papers.
Do I have to write them?
Well, I'm probably not going to have any time, but, Mark could do it.
He could. Like, he's got time.
And Tom Noor, are you listening? I'm volunteering you,
there
too.
There you go.
We do call you Jefferson, don't we?
That's true. So, the different concepts that will start to come together, and the different things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
But before we bang off to our next break, we got Terry on the phone.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Everybody's listening, even the NSA.
That's good. They might learn a thing or two.
Anyway, a couple of things. Jurisdiction nullification and interposition happens after we become a state, Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
That happens after. That's a result of.
Yeah.
As will the equal footing doctrine be a result of. So when we get together for the Constitutional Convention, it'll be about basically just putting something in concrete that we can have to use as our, or almost concrete, that we can use as our line that the state never crosses, so to speak. There's that, and also there's a new YouTube out that is on Facebook, and it's on all the pages, and it will be, it's out now, of Mark Baird, and this was done on Monday night at the Reading Tea Party. It's very, very good, and it explains what we do next. It's very, very good. Now, I don't know if it's gotten to the main website yet, but it is on Facebook, so if folks want to watch that, and hear about what we do next, it's all right there.
And you will be putting it on the main website, so if they just kind of keep their eye
out
for
it. Well, as soon as Robert gets it completely done. Now, there is, I think that there is a website,
soj51.net,
which is a different website, I believe. And that one, it might be on there. That's one that Robert uses to get some of the earlier, some of the videos out right off the get-go. But I'm thinking that I know this is on YouTube, and it should be out soon. Hopefully by next Monday we can announce that. But it's exciting days ahead, that's for sure. And I'm sorry I wasn't listening. I was on the phone. You know how it is, Red, right?
Are you guys
ever not on the phone?
Oh, I'm telling you. I don't know if you talked about Oregon this today or not, but that is on the 5th. Have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, we have. We've mentioned
outstanding,
Josephine
outstanding. Anyway, keep up the good work. Great program. Amador is pretty excited. There's some other things going on there. We're not quite at liberty to say yet, and there will be some other surprises that you guys will have for the folks next Saturday or Sunday. It is Sunday, isn't it?
It is Sunday.
It is.
I hope it's Sunday.
Who am I?
I think exactly.
Where am I?
It's 2015, and it's almost over.
Oh, it is, buddy.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Let's hope our boys win today, huh?
Yeah, we could use one. Go Oakland Raiders.
All right, now. Have a good day, you two.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, you know, it's for those of us that have been in the grind, to see how much has been accomplished and how much has been done, you know, and just... I know you're not supposed to gloat, but there is that little satisfaction of all of those people that told us that we're never going nowhere. We're just a bunch of crazy hoople heads.
Uh-huh.
As we're looking back over the last 2 years at 14 counties and more on the way, you just kind of want to go, nee, 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 nee. There's that little bit to it.
Yeah.
And now, at least for us political nerds, you know, a lot of the grind is done, and now we get into the fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, of okay, let's we've made the bird fly. Now
we can take the gloves off. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's go, yeah. And Robert is completely spot on. We never would have gotten near as far as we have if it wasn't for the hundreds, the thousands of people in Jefferson and down in California, across the nation. I mean, a lot of our families and stuff have talked to other people in other states just to get the word of Jefferson out. It would not have been possible without you guys. And I want to give a shout-out to Bruce here in Shasta County. He got 5,000 signatures by himself.
By himself.
5,000.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy. So, you know, people like Bruce, and every county's got one of them, or two or three. I mean, holy smokes, and they're always out there. The
Shasta committee itself, and, you know, everything that they did, and the committees in Placer County, Nevada County, and everywhere that we have gone, the people that have worked tirelessly for that.
Day and
And,
night.
And the thank you and the appreciation that we want to put out there for all of those people, but not only those people, but for their support system at home, for their family, for their husbands, their wives, their kids, that have put up with us being gone on weekends, that have put up with us being gone for weeks at a time, that has put up with the constant phone calls and everything that goes on.
Yeah.
Thank you not only to the people that have worked so hard, but thank you for their families for putting up with it.
Yep. Yeah.
So with that, I guess we better slip off to the bottom of the hour break.
Yeah, we should. So if you have any questions or comments throughout the show today, call in 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world says its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Front, no strength. The ladder struck to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Represented seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left and west are coming in a hurry with the fury speed. My team reporters babble Trump, Janet Kraft, look at that, no claim, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population comment, prove what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right, like feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance, the musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877. Ho-ho-ho!
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. KCNR, 1460 AM. The most local programming in Northern California.
Well, we're moving on.
This is a Jefferson song. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Today we're talking a little bit about what the next step is. As most of you know, we spent the last 2 years and 2 months signing declarations, signing petitions.
Getting signatures,
town votes, town halls. Oh my goodness. There are basically three ways you could have been and can still be. You have about a month and a half or so to be part of the state of Jefferson. You either had an outright declaration by your board of supervisors. You put it on the ballot for a June or a November election. And they voted in the affirmative by majority of the people. Or you had a straight declaration of the people. You had 51% of the gubernatorial vote in the last election, and you had enough signatures to put it in yourselves and bypass your board of supervisors if, you know, they didn't believe in the will of the people.
Yes, if they were willingly spitting on you.
Yes.
So.
Or in some cases, violating your First Amendment rights.
In one particular case, Shasta County.
But did I mention that Shasta is still in?
They are.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to throw that in at least half a dozen times.
Yeah.
And so pretty much what's going on now is we're going to be putting legislation into the state of California, into the legislature, so into the Assembly, and into the Senate.
Senate.
And do we know who's sponsoring that? I was asked that, and I went, blank on names.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no. We are not announcing it quite yet, so stay tuned for the next couple weeks, or January. We'll probably announce it in January.
Yeah, when actually we're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's going to go through there. You have to get 50% of the vote, well, 50.1% of the vote in both of those houses, and then you go to Congress. Now, there's a lot of people that are saying, including in the chat room, that they think that the legislation is just going to get tossed in the trash. It's not even going to get out of committee. And if that does happen...
Well, we're not even sure that they'll take the declarations. They may just round file the declarations.
And they might, which, again...
makes our case even that much stronger that we're not listened to.
Because that is perfect grounds for a Supreme Court case. I know a lot of you probably just rolled your eyes. But when you go to the Supreme Court, you have to have asked for something. Mm-hmm. And when you have asked for something, you have to have been denied any kind of a remedy. Well, when you've been denied, now you go to the Supreme Court, who is the arbitrator. And they have to remedy it. That's their job. They have to find a remedy. Now, for those of us, let's just think, we're going to use the L word today. I know that we really try not to, but we're going to use logic today. If the state of California does not want to let the state of Jefferson go, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, but their dissolution of vote is atrocious, which it is, it by is. What, 300% of the next state?
Yeah, and that's so California as a whole.
As a whole.
If you look at the dilution of the vote in Northern California, it's even worse than that.
I don't want to know those numbers. Don't tell me those numbers.
It's horrid.
It's not late enough in the day for that yet.
Yeah.
But if they say, okay, you have to give them representation, do you think that Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco are going to give up their representatives so that, you know, those in the rural areas can have more of a vote? No. They're not going to do that.
Well, one of the other things that's getting ready to go before the Supreme Court is when counting the population, if they're not allowed to count illegal aliens as part of their representative population, they're already going to be about a 15% swing in the legislature back our way.
Yeah.
You can't count
non-citizens.
Yes, you can. They're counting non-citizens. And not only that, our bonehead of a senator, Ted Gaines, signed the declaration to agree with that, going, yeah, I think that's the way that it ought to be done. Take more representation away from my people and give it to non-citizens.
And so for those of you who are following the Senate election for next year, there is somebody running against Ted Gaines who does not believe in the dissolution of your vote. His name is Steve Baird, and he's running against Ted Gaines. So you can either vote for more representation with Steve Baird.
Or less.
Or less with what we... very affectionately called Empty Suit Gaines.
Yes, Empty Suit Gaines. So there are so many different things that are broken in the process of things. You know, as we were talking at the beginning of the show, they're going to start taxing meat.
Yeah.
Red
meat. Do you want taxes on your red meat to the tune of tobacco products?
Yeah.
I hear crickets.
What? Who came up with this idea?
Yeah.
I'd like to know. What moron came up with this idea?
Well, don't you know that red meat's carcinogenic now?
So? Number one, BS.
Number two.
So?
Yeah, it's... well, like, this last week I was watching the Ken Burns documentary on Prohibition, and I'm sitting there the entire time going, okay, so you made alcohol illegal in all 50 states.
Brilliant.
Yeah, what were you thinking? For Pete's sake, murder is illegal, right? I think it is. I'm pretty sure. You know, you got 3 degrees and they're all illegal. Are people still getting killed? Oh, well, that didn't work, did it?
Well, it goes to, you know, the road to hell is paved with the best intentions.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, I mean, but that is California for you. They don't care. Here in Northern California, we have lots of cattle ranches. Lots of them. You go out toward Millville, there's cows everywhere, okay? Not only are they having to do the whole carbon credit crap.
And put up with grap and the grazing things that are coming.
And now the agricultural water that's been taken away from them, and they can't even do their own wells and all this. But now the red meat that they're trying to support their families with is going to be taxed to the tune of tobacco products because some knucklehead who eats tofu wants it.
Yeah.
And you know what? You don't have a vote because of Reynolds v. Sims, and because the state of Jefferson hasn't come to fruition yet.
Yeah, it's economic warfare against us and our interests. You know, I will give the federal government at least one bit of credit when they did what they did on the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. At least they showed up and they were honest about what they thought about the American people and their private property. They showed up, murdered his cows, and tried to drive him off his land. At least they,
that worked
they,
real well, didn't it?
No, it didn't. But at least they had the integrity to show their true intentions. Whereas they try to disguise it with everything else here.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and again, getting back to kind of what we were talking about in the beginning, is you allow yourself to get peddled off down these little rabbit trails on individual issues. And, well, I don't like this person's opinion on that, so I'm going to take my ball and go home. Well, what does home look like? You're not allowed to have more than a slingshot to defend yourself. They're going to tax your meat. They've already driven out your eggs. You're not going to be able to get anything hauled around for a product.
Yep.
You're going to pay through the nose for your own water and to use your own land.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to take your ball and go home to because somebody said something you didn't like?
Well, I was talking to my grandfather. He just got back from an amazing trip. In the Mediterranean, and he was telling me about Malta, which of course is like the tiniest country in the world. It's maybe the size of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like to point out that Massachusetts is smaller than the proposed state of Jefferson. So if people think we can't be a viable state, I would like to point out that Malta, a country,
mm-hmm.
is smaller than it's probably about the size of Shasta County, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're completely independent. Their agriculture is independent. Their energy is pretty much independent. Their immigration status is really interesting how they do that. But could you imagine a state where you are independent?
I don't think a lot of people can. I'm not sure if a lot of people grasp what independent means. And we do know from some of the people that oppose the state of Jefferson, mm-hmm. just the concepts and the conversations that we've had with them. There's some of them you can't even talk to. They're just. But the ones that are actually willing to talk back and forth, they are terrified of liberty and independence. They really cannot conceive of a world where the government doesn't do it for them.
I think that's because our personal responsibility on these issues has been slowly stripped from us for the last 50 years.
Yeah,
You have to educate. You can educate your own kids, but you don't have a bachelor's degree in early childhood education. Well, no, but they survived the first five before they went to kindergarten, so I think I'm doing pretty good here.
But you don't have a piece of paper saying that you supposedly know what you're talking about that was issued to you by another person who supposedly knows what they were talking about and charged you for the privilege of their supposed knowledge. I mean, of course you can't teach anybody anything.
Did you or did you not at least get to high school, okay? I think you can teach 2 + 2 without drawing 500 circles.
Not if you've gone to high school anymore.
I know, right? I don't know.
You know? Don't get me going on Common Core and all that. So.
But yeah, it's the little things where there's a lot possible in Jefferson. We just have to get through the legislation portion.
And we better run off to our last one here.
Oh, goodness. Yes, yep. We do. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't owe no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. We do have some events coming up. If you're down in Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Alpine County, November 30th at 6 p.m., we're going to have a town hall down there. December 5th up in Josephine County, Grants Pass, Oregon, 12 to 3, town hall up there. And Declaration Day, of course, January 6th of next year. We're going to be putting in about seven declarations, including the legislation for the state of California to create the amazing state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be buses. And those buses are going to be leaving from Redding, Red Bluff, and Corning. $27 if you're leaving in Tehama County, 34 for Shasta County. Information on this is available to you by Mike and Patty Smith, 530-833-0265, or you can email them at smipatty@gmail.com. And what song did we just sing?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which
music?
One.
It was Twisted Sister with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let
Twisted
It Snow.
Twisted Sister. There you go. For those in the chat room loving that song, it's Twisted Sister, Let It Snow. So, let's see. One more announcement. We do need more signatures, so if you're in counties that have not yet declared for the state of Jefferson, or if you are in a county that has, you can still collect more signatures, or you can become a 51st-er, and we need 10 times 10,000 people to call the switchboard down in Sacramento starting January 7th. If you go to soj51.net and you click on 51st-er, you'll be able to see the information on that. Mm-hmm. Every month there will be a drawing, and you will win a gun.
Yeah, basically you'll be able to go on to the onto the website. You'll be able to click a button, and it will give you the list of three legislatures to call that day. Take you 10 minutes. Call
not even
them.
That. I think Wynn said he took 2 minutes, a minute.
Yeah, you call them. You say, "I support the state of Jefferson." You hang up. You call the next one. You tell them the same thing. They'll have a process of confirming that you do that. Then you get entered into a, like Kayla said, a drawing at the end of the month. And every month we'll be giving away a free gun.
Yeah. And I think they said in January it's going to be an AR. Is that what I heard?
I'm not sure how they're working that yet.
So. All right. I think that's what I heard, but don't quote me on it. And then, of course,
I do believe that's how they're opening, opening the show.
With a big bang?
I think so.
So. And then, of course, we do have three lawyers that we have retained. In case we have to go to a Supreme Court case and we are collecting money, we need about $500,000.
Yes.
So if you go to soj51.net and you click on donate, that's only 500 people, 5,000 people giving $100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's absolutely doable to be able to fund the entire court case if we have to go that far. So those are two things that you can do.
Or even if, you know, you'd kick a Jefferson for Jefferson a week.
Yes, I love that.
Kick a $2 bill every week. For, you know, so $8 a month.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's the cost of your Netflix, guys.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the cost of a cup of Starbucks for freedom. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So $8 a month. Kick a Jefferson for Jefferson a week, guys.
Yeah. So that's those announcements.
And with that, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. What should we bloviate about?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever we want, I suppose. I'm looking forward to, you know, next week we'll be up in Grants Pass.
Yeah.
And
I want to make it up so bad. I'm like, oh, I'm not going over the mountain. I don't want to go over the mountain.
It is that time of year where they're starting to get a little fun getting over the summit.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited to see what direction their process starts to take, because they will have to start their own process. They have to withdraw from Salem and, you know, do a lot of the things, build the infrastructure that, but it's very exciting, and they will be able to have a lot more support and, you know, ideas than we did to begin with on how to deal with this. And
yeah, we started from scratch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Lots and lots of chicken scratch.
Yeah. The fact that we survived some of the mistakes that were made by us, you know, you really see the hand of providence in what is going on here.
Yep.
So, and it is exciting. It makes all the work that's been done by so many people worthwhile.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, the first stage of the process is not nearly, you know, we're not done with it yet, but I mean, we're definitely on the downhill side. We see the finish line. And now as everybody says, now the real work begins. But that'll be kind of the more entertaining, more fun part of the work.
Yeah.
And again, we want to thank everybody that worked so hard for everything. And are still working so hard. Yeah. You know.
Well, I just think of, I want to say it was Patsy who tried to give the State Jefferson button to the governor.
Yeah, for those of you that didn't hear, our enlightened governor Moonbeam Brown showed up at a water meeting in Colusa County to kind of wave the California flag, and apparently he was surrounded by people in Jefferson gear and Jefferson buttons. He couldn't get away with him, and I understand even his vehicle could not escape without a State of Jefferson bumper sticker on it as they chased him back to Sacramento.
But the funniest part is it's a very sweet, sweet lady named that. I believe it was Patsy who did it.
Yeah, it was Patsy.
And she went up to the governor and tried to give him a State of Jefferson button, and that just tells you about how we are up here, you know. We'll give it to you.
Howdy.
So it's time to make this your Jefferson State. We'll see you guys next week.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Dr. Ben Carson has been to the Syrian refugee camps in Jordan, and he says the U.S. ought to be pumping more money into them.
Last month, we spent $3 billion on Halloween candy. That's the amount of money that would need it to bridge the shortfall for a year that they're having in Jordan with the refugees.
The Republican presidential candidate tells ABC TV's This Week program the U.S. would not need to take in Syrians if the camps were beefed up. He also thinks Arab nations across the Middle East could easily absorb the rest of the refugees. President Obama says it's important that Paris host this week's International Climate Summit following this month's terror attacks there. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even with Paris still on edge after the deadly attacks, the president says the global gathering sends a strong message.
What a powerful rebuke.